You're listening to the Apollo Podcast Network. This is Titanium Life Radio with your host, peak performance speaker and business coach, Armand Sadeghi.
Welcome to the Titanium Life Podcast. I'm Armand Sadeghi, and I am your host as we talk today about balancing career with relationship, with loved ones. And you know, so many of us want so much to succeed in our careers, and we want to have amazing things. We've got these big goals and things that we want to accomplish. But at the same time, we've got people we love in our lives who demand a lot of our time and our attention, and they want us to be with them. And of course, we want to be with them. But how do you manage that balance, especially when the person on the other end is telling you that you are not giving enough of yourself to them? You're not spending enough time with them. And they feel like you're putting too much focus maybe on your career and not enough focus on them. Well, I have a strategy that I'm going to share with you today that I'm going to tell you if the person that you love is telling you you are not spending enough time with them, it's because of one of three reasons. And it's one of these three reasons that almost always is going to cause this to happen. And if you address these three things, and all three can be addressed, you can eliminate this completely without sacrificing anything in your career or anything in your relationship. So have you ever found yourself in that situation where you're trying to do really well, you're trying to make big headway, but then you've got someone telling you, someone you love telling you that whatever you're trying to do there is hurting the relationship, it's hurting their feelings, they're feeling like they're not getting enough from you? If you've ever found that, listen carefully, because these three steps are going to allow you to massively change that part of your life. So let's talk about it. Well, the first thing I'm going to tell you is when people tell you they feel like they're not spending enough time with you, one of the three reasons is simply presence. See, the key is when people tell us we're not spending enough time with them, especially for me, when my wife, if she tells me that I'm not spending enough time with her, often what she's really saying is that she's not feeling my presence. And so what you can really do in many cases is understand that by changing how present you are when you are with her or with him, you can completely change their idea of how much time you're spending together and how much quality you have in your relationship. It's an incredible thing when you start applying it. People think, well, but if I'm really present and we're having a lot of fun together and all this stuff's going on, they're going to want even more of my time. It's actually not true, believe it or not. Of course, they're going to want more of your time if you're having a great time together. But when you're present for someone, especially for the men listening to this, if you're present for your wife, if you're present for your girlfriend when you are there, she will feel your presence throughout the day, even when you're not there. And she'll feel like you're spending more quality time with her. And that's the key. But how do you create that presence? Well, one way to create that presence is here's a trick that I use, and I want you to use it as well. I use it with my wife, and I even use it with friends and people that I just want to show how much I care, right? I definitely do it with my coaching clients, but my wife more than anyone else. And when my kids are old enough to understand this, I'll do it with them as well. And what it is this. I'll be going out to dinner, let's say, with my wife, and we're getting out of the car, and I'll take my phone, and I'll drop it on the car seat or in the cup holder, and I'll say, well, I won't be needing that, because the only one I want calling me is going to be with me at dinner. I mean, imagine what that puts inside of her mind when I say something like that. Or we'll be sitting there at home, just hanging out and doing our thing. And I'll take my phone and I'll say, honey, I'm going to put my phone on airplane mode because the only person I want to hear from is right here with me today. See, when you say that, it's just incredible. But the thing is, of course, you have to act like it as well. So when you're with your significant other, turn off the TV. Turn off your phone. Get rid of the things that distract you. Because if they're telling you you're not with them enough, almost always it's because when you are with them, you're not present. So give them the gift of being present when you are there, because I don't care how much you work. See, a lot of people try to tell me they work hard. First of all, if you've ever seen how I work, I'm probably not going to be very impressed with your idea of hard work. Yet my wife, for the most part, in 10 years of being with her, she's rarely complained about me working too much and not spending enough time with her. Why? Because when I'm with her, I make a huge attempt to always be present. See, think about it. There's 7 days in a week, all right, and 24 hours in a day. So what that means is even if you're working 100 hours a week, which most of you aren't, and it's really hard to work 100 hours a week, trust me. If you're working 100 hours a week, that's more than 12 hours a day. Even if you're doing that, you're still leaving yourself with another 12 hours a day or more that you could be spending doing other things. So if you're sleeping for 6, 7, 8 hours, that still leaves you 3, 4, 5 hours. So the question is, what are you doing with that time? And when you're with your significant other, are you present? And of course, we'll talk about the time that you're not with them and what you're doing with that time in a minute. But when you are with them, how present are you? Because if you're with them, but you're checking emails and you're checking text messages and you're watching TV and you're focused on the game and you're focused on all these other things, that's not going to give you the results that you want. The bottom line is when you're with her or when you're with him, be right there with her. Be right there with him. 100% of you. All of you. Give him your focus. Give him your energy. And make it about them when you're with them. Because if you're working hard and you're not able to give someone enough time, well, then at least give them the gift of being there, all of you, and at the same time, being there for them instead of for you when you're together. That's a huge secret, and that secret number one is presence. Now, some of you, you may have the presence part down, okay? Or maybe you don't, but listen to the second part. The second one is focus. See, many people who claim that they work really hard and they're workaholics, what it really is they just lack focus. Because in reality, you should be able to get the results you need in life without having to work 12-hour days. Now, there are times where you're going to have to put in those kinds of hours, but the thing is if you're not succeeding in your career without having to work so many hours that it's literally getting in the way of the relationship with the most important person in your life, maybe it's because when you are at work, you're not focused enough. So now what you got to do is you can't work 15-hour days and be 70% focused. Maybe what you do is you get yourself 95% focused or 100% focused, and you can cut 3, 4 hours out of your workday. And when you do that, you're going to see the difference in every area of your life. Because I guarantee you, if you're working 12-hour days consistently, there's something wrong in the way you're working, or maybe you're putting your hands in too many things, right? Talk about not having focus. A guy here who runs 6 different companies and does a podcast and events and this and that. And you know, sometimes I really have to work to get my focus back. Because when I get out of focus, that's when I end up spending 12, 13, 14, 15 hours working. And that's not the way to get it done. But when you're focused, then you get things done quickly and efficiently. And then you can spend time with the people that you love. And then when you're with the person that you love, of course, presence is also focus. So you're focused on them. And you're cutting out all the other stuff. Because you see, part of focus is focusing on what's most important to you in life. And that's why I have people fill out this wheel of life. Because I want you to understand what is the most important thing in your life. You know, if right now you're trying to take your career to the next level, and you want to take your relationship to the next level, and you want to take your growth to the next level, well, this might not be the time for you to go have beer and pizza with your friend watching Monday Night Football. You may have to cut that out of your life. Right? Because you want these other things. And so focus means focusing on the things that you want the most, right? And focusing on how you can get all of the areas of your wheel thriving, all 10 areas thriving in as few hours as possible with some of them. Because like, let's say, for example, you want to have fun, right? Well, of course you want to have fun. But is there a way you can have fun that maybe touches several other areas of the wheel as well? Right? That's the key, is focus. But focused in your career, so you can be focused when you get home. So if your significant other is complaining about how much time you're working and you're feeling tough, feeling it hard, and you're not finding the balance that you need, maybe what it is you just need to get more focused in your career. But then there's the third one. And the third one is the interesting one. What it could be is, let's say you come to me, and by the way, 99% of people who come to me, it's not the third one, but I'm going to address it because it may be for some of you. Let's say when you're with her or when you're with him, you're 100% present. Let's say you're 100% focused at work and you're 100% focused in everything that you're doing. So when it comes to your relationship, you're focused there, you have the presence. Let's say you have all that going. If you have the presence and you have the focus, then what could be potentially going on is you and this individual possibly don't share the same long-term goals. Or maybe you do share the same long-term goals, but we haven't talked about it. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that if you're present and you're focused and you're really giving this person your all, you're giving your career your all, then you've got to understand, do we share the same long-term goals? And if you think you do share the same long-term goals, then maybe it's time to talk about them. So you sit down and you talk about your long-term goals and remind one another of what your long-term goals are. By reminding one another of what your long-term goals are, what it's going to do is it's going to allow you to make sure that you thrive in the long term, right? And in some cases, what it might do, it might create a situation where what's happening is you have the same long-term goals now, right? And so what you can do is you can talk about the things that you want to accomplish, and that will justify possibly the hours you're having to put in at work for a short period of time. Or once you realize what your long-term goals are, you may realize that, hey, you're putting in too many hours at work. But it's important to get crystal clear on those long-term goals and see if you share them. Now, in some cases, you may not share the long-term goals. And that's where you're going to have some deep and valuable, important conversations. You're going to have to talk to the person that you love about what their long-term goals are and make sure that they understand what your long-term goals are. And then you guys are going to have to talk to see if your long-term goals are somehow going to be able to mesh together. Because if you're with someone and you love them, but you have different long-term goals and neither of you are willing to budge and you don't want to change your long-term goals, well, then guess what? The problem in your relationship may not be a career relationship balance. It may be a difference in where you're trying to go. And that's a big, big problem. If you've ever been on a road trip, you know, it's not the GPS's fault if you're trying to go to Texas while someone else is trying to go to Illinois. Listen, I don't care how good your GPS system is, it's not going to get you there. Because one of you is going to be let down when you arrive. And worse, what's probably going to happen is you won't end up in either of the destinations because you'll travel south for a bit and then north for a bit and then south again and then north again. And in the end, what you'll find is you may be doing circles. So it's critical that you're focused on the same long-term goals. So I'm going to tell you, it's simple as that. If you have a significant other or someone you love and they're complaining about the fact that you are not balancing your career with your relationship, it's one of three things. You either need to be more present, you need to get more focused, including your time at work and time in your relationship, time doing other things, or what you may need to do is make sure that you have alignment in your long-term goals. And the key with those three things is if you have alignment in your long-term goals, and then you get focused on everything that you're doing in life, and you have presence when you're with your significant other, my goodness, that is rocket fuel for your relationship. And that's rocket fuel for your life. So even if maybe you've got a couple of these things going, my question for you is this, could you improve them a little bit? Could you be a little more present? Could you be a little more focused on your relationship at work, wherever else you're at? Could you be even a little bit more aligned on your long-term goals? I know the answer is yes, yes, and yes. So let's get out there today. Let's get you focused on your career. Let's get you focused on your relationship and on all the 10 different areas of life. Then what I want you to do is I want today, my challenge to you is this. When you're with your significant other, I want you to be there 100% present. And when you see your significant other today, take that frickin' phone of yours and I want you to put it on airplane mode. I want you to turn it off, or if you're filthy rich, just break your phone right in front of them. I don't care. But I want you to deliver a message to them that when you're with them, they are the most important thing in your life. Make them feel it, make them realize it, and let them know so they never, ever question it. And then get clear on your long-term goals if you can as well, so that you share those same long-term goals, or at least you know what one another's long-term goals are. If you do that, my friends, I guarantee you, you will have a beautiful relationship and you'll still be able to be focused at your work and get the things that you want in your career and your mission, and in the long term, have the happiness that you deserve. And when you're done doing all this and your relationship is awesome, don't forget to tell your significant other to download my podcast as well. Hey, I love you guys. I love having fun with you here. And by the way, we're adding a little feature. We're going to be adding some outtakes at the end of some of these podcasts. So listen, and you never know when you're going to get some fun little outtakes of me being silly and screwing up. So hey, go out there, have a beautiful day, and always lead with your heart. If you're a business owner, don't miss my next episode, because we're going to talk about the most important thing you need to understand before you try to take your business to the next level. And that is, what business are you really in, and who is your ideal client? Join me for that episode next. Hi, this is Armand Sadeghi, and I want to welcome you to the Titanium... Titanium Life Podcast. So are you ready?
Ready.
Can I start pouring yet?
Go for it.
Good to go. So if I'm like moving around like this, can they still hear me okay? Or what happens if I get like really crazy and energetic?
It doesn't work.
Shoot. All right. So my challenge to you is this. Tonight, when you get home and you see your significant other, take that phone, put it on airplane mode, turn it off, or heck, just throw it on the ground. You think it's okay if I just tell people to break their phone? Is that okay to tell them to do that? I recommend it.
Thanks for listening to Titanium Life Radio with Armand Sadeghi here on the Apollo Podcast Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit titaniumsuccess.com/podcast.